Hey guys, it's Antiquated Ideas. Today I'm gonna be playing some fucking Assetto Corsa, which, if you don't know, is it's like a racing simulator game. So if you hear some clickety clacks, that's what I'm doing in the background. But anyway, you know that free speech has been a pretty popular topic on this podcast. And it's with good reason, because free speech is what allows me to exist. And it's a complicated topic because you see, or maybe you don't see, but I see that not many people listen to my podcast, and I'm incredibly grateful for the people who do listen to it. But that being said, there really aren't that many. And I feel like part of that is due to the fact that when I started this podcast, even though it was more than a year ago at this point, but when I started it was already during the age of censorship. And it's honestly it's something akin to like 1930s Europe. I mean, all the censoring political views, and really, it's almost getting out of control. Or I would say that it is already out of control. I mean, not that it's almost getting out of control. Really, it is. But I just wanted to talk more about that. I'm sure that I've done a podcast specifically on free speech, but I wanted to discuss it more, really, and why free speech is ending and what it means. So where I wanted to start, I actually picked sort of a date for this. And I wanted to kind of start it in 2016, with the presidential elections and Trump getting put into office. It was a very turbulent time in American history, and we saw a lot of censorship, like across the board, really, with just everyone, both sides, being targeted for the censorship. And that comes with, not just the right, but also the left. A lot of leftist ideas were being censored. I'm not going to focus on that though, because that's, I'd like to think that I don't practice identity politics, but clearly I do, so I'm not going to go there. I just say that, I'm not always on the right, or I'm not always that far right where other people might be, and some people are definitely going to be so far right that they deserve to be censored. And that's a hard thing to say. That's always a slippery slope. But anyway, I wanted to start out with 2016, the elections, and really how we see the media stepping in and censoring everything and everyone, and this idea of fake news. And that's something that you've probably heard a lot over the past, 4 or 5 years. Is all about fake news. Well, it's an important thing to think about because the idea of fake news when it's being brought up is not necessarily that, oh, well, everything is fake news, or that that I guess, how do I want to put this? It's not that everything is fake news, and it's not that everyone is always lying to you. But what I see, the important thing to take away from this idea of fake news is that you should question everything. And the media's response to fake news, and really what they do is they slander. And that's the problem that I have with it, is I do not like seeing people or beliefs or entities being slandered. I'm an advocate for the truth, and it will always be that way, that I will always be an advocate for the truth. So I don't like when things are purposefully misleading, when they're purposefully untruthful. And that idea of fake news, I think, is kind of combating that, because we saw it a lot with Trump. I mean, we really did, where people were always going to say things that were just simply untrue about him. People were always going to say things that were simply untrue about any politician, unfortunately. But that's just the way it is. Now, anyway, where does this tie into free speech? Is that it's right to a certain extent for, you know, media or news outlets or really any information source to start attempting to remove, you know, what would be considered misleading information. The problem arises when they are artificially claiming things. They're deciding for you based on an opinion what is fact and what is not. And I say that because look at a trend that's been happening with Facebook, you know, and that includes Instagram, is these independent fact checkers. Well, they might be independent, but when you actually look at it, you know that, oh, well, they're hired by Facebook. So one, how is that independent? They're serving Facebook's agenda. But two is the fact that half of the things that they're claiming to fact check are opinions. And it's, you know, pretty reasonable to assume that an opinion is not fact. I mean, how could it be? That the very definition of an opinion is that it's your perspective, it's your view on something. It is not the objective truth, it is your thought on something, completely separate from the objective truth. So how is that able to be censored? How is that able to be fact-checked when it is not a fact? And if you apply that logic to 90% of things that are being censored, you see that most likely they don't need to actually be censored. The things that are being censored, they have no basis, whether it be in morality or legality or just from attempting to stop misleading information. None of this pertains to why censorship has become such a big issue. And what I mean by that is that when people are censoring these things, if you want to call it, you know, fact-checking, well, they're doing it because it's an opinion, not because it's fact. And that happens all over the place. That happens, like I was saying, in the news. It happens with social media. It happens with Google, with how when you search something, the results can be misleading. They're hidden. They're buried, if not removed altogether. And it also comes with an interesting kind of an anomaly to me is YouTube. And Spotify and those, where something that could be something that is a basis of opinion is being censored. And what's sort of appalling to me is that it's acceptable to people that this is happening because it's being done by corporations. And people are under the opinion that, you know, corporations don't need to be held to the same standard of upholding the First Amendment because simply legally they're not obligated to. But does that mean morally they're not obligated to? No, I would argue morally they absolutely are obligated to. I would argue that morally or legally they should also be obligated to. However, unfortunately, they're not. I could not tell you why. I mean, it's it's definitely to allow freedom for corporations sort of to, you know, to pick and choose what they want to represent, what they want to do, and that's fine. But the problem is that under no circumstances should free speech become removed, I guess, from the public sphere. And it really is a problem because these corporations, you know, they're allowed to do whatever the hell they want. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's telling them that they can't because, well, legally, nobody has to tell them that they can't. So when you end up signing, a terms of service agreement, really, you're signing away your First Amendment rights within the sphere, within the influence of these corporations. You know, you no longer are you legally protected by the Constitution and by the rights that it affords you, because these corporations, they are taking that away, and they have every legal right to take it away from you, which to me is a problem, because I think that everyone and everything, you know, including corporations, should be held by the standards of the Constitution. I think that there needs to be a balance in order to preserve freedom and in order to let corporations and individuals act as they want to act. But what people need to understand is that, one, you know, there needs to be that balance. There needs to be a balance in order to preserve that, because you don't want to end up with a slippery slope where people are, you know, openly promoting terrorism or something like that. But then again, that raises a moral question, which is, well, if you support free speech, why are these people not allowed to talk about, I don't know, terrorism, you know? Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to say it, right? And it's hard because I do agree to a certain sense. You know, I agree that you should be able to talk about those things, but I think at a certain point where you're, you know, promoting action, you know, you're encouraging people to seek out violence and do things that are illegal, then that's where censorship should come in. Otherwise, what we're seeing is that corporations acting out of their own freedom inevitably end up taking away the freedom of everyone else. And that's sad to me. That's really sad, because in the time that we live in, it's more important now than ever. Not to say that it was never unimportant to have freedom, but it is so much more so now, because it's increasingly being threatened. So we need to have protections. You know, we need a government that's going to back the people. We need a system that's going to back and protect the people and their interests and their rights, because corporations aren't going to do it. You know, if I'm the first person telling you this, I feel truly bad for you, because I know it's a big deal. But corporations, you know, they're acting out of their own interest. They're acting not just out of their own interest, but they're acting out of the interest of their wallets. And part of making money is control. You know, how do you control your market? And you know, how do you control your user base, you know, to maximize that profit, so that you are the one, you know, you are the one cornering this market. And unfortunately, I see that that's what every corporation is doing. And, you know, they say, oh, well, they're just looking out for themselves. You know, that might be the excuse as to why they act the way that they act. However, it doesn't justify it. They might think it's an excuse, but an excuse is not a justification. So the reason I think this is so bad is because, like I've discussed before, I see that it's a major issue with corporations acting in place of the government. And the more that, you know, we allow corporations to skirt rules and laws that the government has put in place, the more that they're going to continue to act that way, the more that the government is going to use them to circumvent any sort of legislature, any sort of restrictions that they might have. And why I think this is so important is because, first of all, you know, free speech should be a natural human right, because it's not like it's a crime to have thoughts. At least it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a crime to have thoughts. It definitely is in certain places, but again, that doesn't mean that it's correct. It just means that that's what people are doing, and I disagree with it. However, the second point that I had to add to this is that when your free speech starts being taken away, and almost inevitably they're going to come after other rights as well. Now, probably not long after. You know, free speech is sort of the gateway to all the other rights. I mean that in, you use free speech to defend yourself until you can no longer defend yourself using free speech, if that makes any sense. And not like you can answer me and tell me, oh yeah, that makes sense. But I mean that, you know, the correct action to take when something is wrong is usually to voice your opinion. It's to speak out against it. I mean, whether that's somebody bullying you at school, whether that be you go to the restaurant and, you know, somebody gives you the wrong fucking food, you don't just sit there and take it. But at the same time, you know, you're also not going to get violent about it either. What you're going to do is you're going to speak up, and everyone should have the right to do that. But what the government wants to happen and what these corporations want to happen is that they don't want you to be able to speak up when it comes to them. Oh, yeah, you can criticize other things, you know, whatever. I mean, especially if your opinions happen to be liberal or progressive and, you know, let's say you want to criticize white people. Well, in that case, by all means, you know, you are free to do so according to them. But, you know, then, let's say you want to criticize Facebook. Well, no, that's not going to happen. Why? Because two things. One is that the most important one is that they don't want people to get any idea in their head that, you know, Facebook might be bad. They don't want slander like that. They don't want people to think for themselves. You know, honestly, I think that's the ultimate goal, is that they want to control what everyone thinks. And unfortunately, that's something that I think, you know, if you are thinking for yourself, it's pretty easy to see. They don't want you to think. I mean, why is Google so popular? Because when you Google something, you're not actively thinking about it. It's a useless piece of information that you are not going to remember, and you're putting absolutely zero effort into the research. You're putting zero effort into the thought around it, and you're just, you know, usually people just kind of blindly accept whatever Google has to say. Oh, well, you know, okay, if 2 + 2 = 5, then that must be the case because Google said so, you know, and Google honestly trains you not to think for yourself. But I also think that it ties into the fact that, like I was saying earlier, once they come for your free speech, they are going to come for other things. You know, how long is it going to be after they come for your free speech before they start coming for your other means of defending yourself? You know, namely, your right to bear arms. I think that's the order. The first and then the second. You know, going right down the list. And the reason they're at the top of the list is because they are so important for us to hang on to. That's why they're placed so high in the Constitution, I believe. But that's also why they're so high on the list of priorities for people who want to take these things away from us, is because those are our means for defending ourselves. Those are the things that can and will stop people from controlling us. But the natural order of a government, and I hate to say it, and it's something that I genuinely want to change, but the natural order of a government is to control people. And control is also a touchy topic, because control is not always bad. You know, I mean, it's something where it is a slippery slope. It is absolutely a slippery slope, but it's not always bad. And the way that anyone gets things done usually is through some sort of coercion or control. And you just hope that, you know, if you're living under a government that's I guess, like, you live in the UK or something, right? It's sort of a police state there, even though the US is becoming more and more of a police state. In fact, I guess I would say that the US is a police state. But you hope that with all that use of coercion around you, that it's being used for the right thing. And so, you know, when I talk about politics and when I talk about a system of government that I believe in, usually it's going to involve some sort of control. And I have to, you know, everyone has to recognize that. But it doesn't mean that that control always has to be bad. It doesn't mean that that control always has to be wrong. But when people take away your means for fighting that control, then it is wrong. It is immediately wrong. And that's a major red flag. You know, if you're in a relationship with the government and the government is telling you, no, you can't say that, you know, but you're out on a date, or sorry, not a date. It's not your first time. But, you know, let's say that you've been dating somebody for 2 months, right? And then they say, oh, no, you can't say that. You know, anytime that you have a criticism of them, they say, well, you can't say that about me. You're starting to think, okay, you know, I'm just trying to help you, right? Or I just want to point out something that's a concern to me. And they're saying, no, you can't say that. Well, then obviously you're going to start thinking something's wrong, right? Obviously that would be a pretty major red flag for somebody. But for some reason, when it comes to the government, you know, if somebody's saying that, oh, you can't say this, you can't criticize somebody, or you can't criticize them, you can't voice concern. Well, nobody bats a fucking eye, because it's the government, and they're, you know, everyone's just trained to do exactly what the government says, unfortunately. And I don't know, it's just sad to me that it is that way and that it has become that way, because it doesn't need to be that way. You know, it could be better, and it should be better, but it just isn't right now. And that's something that I very much so want to change. So I hope that, I don't know, I know it's sort of a rambling, but I hope that you guys got what I was trying to say out of this, because I feel like it's a very important topic. It's very important to understand that free speech, you know, free speech is the gateway to all your other rights. And once they take free speech away, as they're threatening to take free speech away, you are absolutely in danger of losing those rights. That's why you have to use them. You know, you have to be an advocate for your own rights, because the government isn't there to look out for your rights. They're not going to protect them. Again, that's not how it should be, but that's how it is. And instead of pretending and hoping that, you know, things are going to get better, no, what we need to do is accept the way that things are now, realize the situation that we are in, before it gets worse and move forward and make changes and actually fix it before it gets worse. So I hope you guys really got a good lesson out of that, because free speech, I talk about it a lot because it is such an important and invaluable thing. So that would be my fair warning to you all. Watch out for corporations. Watch out for censorship, because it's happened to me. I started in the age of censorship, and no wonder why it's such a small thing for me, because it's hard to platform when every opinion that goes against the establishment is removed,